I invite you to join with me as I pray. Lord, when I examine my life, when I pursue pleasure or wisdom or work, and look at the value of my own life, I'm tempted by a naturalistic or mere worldly view to see no meaning in it all. But you reveal that, Lord, you created all things and you redeemed all things. And because there is a God of love, a God of mercy and justice, all things matter and everything has meaning. Help me to see this as I remember you. I pray this be done in the name of Jesus, my Savior. Amen. We'll conclude our six-part series looking at A Meaningful Life, based off the book of Ecclesiastes and a study prepared by Luke Thompson. Think about this. If God exists, then everything must have meaning. If there's a creator who made all things, he made it for a purpose. And if the scriptures are true that that creator is all-wise and all-powerful and holds all things in his hand, then nothing can be meaningless. No work, no word, no person. Everything to him does have value and meaning. That's why, as Solomon concludes the book of Ecclesiastes, he urges his readers, having reflected on the meaninglessness of chasing after everything else, to remember their God. We read in Ecclesiastes 12, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.' Before the sun and light and moon and stars grow dark, and the clouds return after the rain, when keepers of the house tremble and strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when the men rise up at the sound of birds but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire is no longer stirred, then man goes to his eternal home, and mourners go about in the streets. Remember, before the silver cord is severed, or the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring or the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil." Solomon concludes the book of Ecclesiastes by poetically depicting for us the slow creeping sense of time and aging, and he starts with that imperative, remember your Creator, before it's too late. Remember your Creator before your senses start to fade and your mind starts to close down and your body decays. He says, we go to our eternal home. The spirit departs and goes to the one who gave it. Right away, our body goes to the ground, and our souls will face our judge on the day of our death, waiting for the day of public judgment on the resurrection. So what does Solomon say? Here's the conclusion. Now that all has been heard, fear God. To fear God is to love, trust in him above all things. To fear God is to stand in awe of his holy word and who he is. And with that in mind, to listen to his word. For as Solomon concludes, God will bring every deed into judgment, whether good or evil. That's why it's so important to remember what he reveals about himself. Written just before the time of Solomon in Psalm 25, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." Or the Psalm of Moses, long before Solomon's time, "Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." And later on, Isaiah the prophet would write, "Who has understood the mind of the Lord, or instructed him as counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who has taught him knowledge, or showed him the path of understanding? Our God is good. He is everlasting. And he is all-knowing and all-wise. And this good, everlasting, all-knowing, wise, our Creator God, reveals who he is when we read in 1 John 4, God is love. And this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Our Creator God reveals himself and his works to give meaning to all the story of creation. Creation has fallen into sin, and life will always be empty and meaningless without our Creator and his Word, and without the truth of knowing what he has done in his great love, we will have an empty life. But knowing him and trusting his Word leads to a meaningful life. Our knowledge and our wisdom reveal the wonders of his creation and the wonders of his Word. All of our wealth and pleasures are used as gifts to serve him and to love others as he has loved us. All of our work and all of our labor is never in vain as we serve our God, the risen and living Jesus. And despite all the injustice and pitiless acts against the oppressed and human life, God is a God of justice. Until he comes again in justice, we live our life producing fruits of faith, serving and honoring him who redeemed us from death and promises us a meaningful life today and forever. Join with me before it becomes too late, before your eyes grow weary and tired, before the gray hair sets in before the decay of death. Join with me right now, today, with all believers, as we remember our Creator God, our Redeemer God, and we fear, love, and trust in him, and have a life of meaning. I'm Tom Barthel, pastor of Rock of Ages Evangelical Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. God's richest blessings are yours in Jesus.